Our lovely supermarket friends have sent us an array of their offerings this year, from the regular to the most unusual, and not forgetting those with dietary needs, because they always seem to take a back seat. Well, this year, they're very firmly front and centre.
Lots of free-from products, isn't there?
Yeah, lots and lots. But actually, they look really nice. So they don't look like, you know, a puddle of chocolate that's been laid out and something's been slapped on top of it that's kind of, you know, free-from. They really look glamorous.
And we're starting with Tesco, aren't we? Because they've got these free-from category chocolate stuff.
Well, have a look at that. There's a chocolate caramel egg with buttons.
A very plain, simple chocolate egg with a few buttons, but it's free-from.
Yeah, exactly. And not too expensive on the pocket. £2.50 for that one.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, £150.
Because normally these type of things are more expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
So they're gluten-free, wheat-free and milk-free.
All doable on the kind of shopping list of the moment. And they're also selling those mini little Terry's white chocolate eggs.
Ah, they're white, but they're Terry's chocolate orange chocolate
eggs. So if you
eggs.
Like Terry's chocolate orange and you love white chocolate, there's a lot of orange this year, lots of
so
orange.
So much orange. I wonder why.
So 80 grams a pound, bargain. One at the till for you there. So Cadbury's have made a humongous mini eggs egg.
Oh, yes.
Can you see it? 507 grams. Not very cheap, that one. It's £12, but look at it. If you've got one of those, it's the size of your head.
That is amazing. And a bag of mini eggs.
Yeah. I mean, just that would be my number one pick, I have to say. And then moving on, we talked about the buttons. Well, Cadbury's Dairy Milk have done buttons, but they've supersized them, flavoured them orange. And they're inside one giant Easter egg. So, again, there's 410 grams of egg for £10.
And it's orange again. I know, I didn't know that the buttons could be orange as well.
For me, I'm not a massive fan of milk chocolate and orange, but there are people who love them clearly out there.
Oh, yeah.
And then talking about the unusual, the white Twix egg.
Oh, yeah. Now, people love a white Twix, don't they? Some people, anyway.
I've put £100 for this, but I think it's 10, and it's 316 grams. It's
so only a
good.
Tenner. So what did you get? Three full-size bars of Twix white, a hollow white egg, chocolate egg. Most of the egg, they're all hollow.
Yeah,
really, aren't
I just
they?
Like the trying with egg. The packaging, but I still think there's a long way to go, don't you, with the recycling and...
Yeah, because there's a lot of packaging there, isn't there? The cardboard stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the Twix one. Are we moving on to Marks & Spencer?
We are. That was lovely from Tesco. Thanks, guys, for sending those in. So, yeah, on to Marks's, our lovely friends at Marks's. Not just any Easter egg, an M&S Easter egg, Jason. Meet the Ombles.
Who are the Ombles? Is it their own characters?
Yeah, these are fun characters. This is a fun character egg made with Belgian milk chocolate, smothered with chocolate flakes. And it's launched this brand new chocolate brand this year, and it's its first in 30 years.
Uh-huh.
So never heard of the Ombles before. It's fun. It looks a bit like a cartoon character.
It looks like a Muppet, like a Jim Henson
Muppet. And also like a Sesame Street, the bean
guy.
Yeah,
that type of thing. Say hello to the Ombles. They're out of this world. So they've obviously had the success of Percy Pig, which I'm sure you can get there.
Yeah, you can.
As well.
They have, yeah.
So they want to do the same here with the Ombles. That's nice. That's cute for a child.
But I thought they were cute. And they've got two together as well, two mini Ombles. So, you know, if you're a bit shy of cash or you're a grandparent who's not got a lot of money this year, and I'm sure we probably haven't, you can split them up. They're really cute. So I think that was about a fiver, the Ombles egg.
That's not bad.
And then also, again, I was talking about budgets. They've got little tiny small bags of eggs, and I think you've just picked up...
Again, the orange speckled eggs. Yeah. Orange milk chocolate egg with a candy shell. These are like the little mini egg things, aren't they? But again, the orange again.
Yeah, orange.
It's really
massive.
Mad this
it's
year.
A pound for 75 grams. Yeah. And then these ones, they're sure to fly off the shelf.
Can I try one of these?
Yeah, do.
Let's have a try.
Oh, crikey, we can open any of them. Absolutely, go for it. It's just, I think these, the ones that we've tried...
That's nice. Like Christmas.
Okay, try.
That's like Christmas, a bit of...
I said I'm not a fan of a milk chocolate orange, but, you know...
It's lovely, actually. Crunchy orange and then deep chocolate in the middle.
And they're super sweet. They've got, like, speckled darker orange on them. So, yeah, I mean, a couple of bags of those inside one of those little hollow eggs is a lovely little gift.
I kind of want to go zing!
Do yourself. Kylie Koala, pick her up. Look at it.
Oh, Kylie Koala. That's cute, isn't it?
Isn't it cute? And it's made from their recipe of creamy milk chocolate using responsibly sourced cocoa, always something that people look for. Hand decorated, too good to eat. And they've got another fun egg, which is Walter the sausage dog. And they're both a fiver.
That's not bad for kids
as
well.
I don't think so.
It says, "G'day, mate, it's chockey time on Kylie Koala." And beautifully done.
She's cute, isn't she?
That wouldn't be done by hand, surely.
Well, did they say hand decorated?
Hand decorated. Wow, my goodness, people did that. Fiverr's not bad for that. No. Lovely. And you got some hot cross buns from Marks & Spencer.
I have, Jason, and I basically buttered them for you because, I mean, how can you have a hot cross bun without butter? And then I didn't have any vegan butter, so the free from one, I'm afraid I haven't.
Which one's the free from one?
There's a dark a chocolate one, which is the Marks and Spencer's extremely chocolatey hot cross bun.
That is weird. Now I've never tasted a chocolate hot cross
bun. Well, I had tried them yesterday, and they're very chocolatey. It's like a delicious chocolate cake with chocolate chips inside. Oh. For those who don't like fruit, but, you know, you're talking to someone who loves a hot cross bun and eats them whenever they come
out. Here we go. I'm trying.
You've taken one without butter on it.
Oh, it's got butter.
It's all right. Good. Okay, fine. Chocolatey, aren't they?
I don't like things bread with things in it.
Okay.
No.
So, but you know, I've come on before and raved about their plant kitchen hot cross buns. Well, I didn't get any of those because we've already done them, but their luxury hot cross buns are there as well.
Oh, these
delicious
ones, yeah.
And they've got Marmite and cheese hot cross buns out this year.
That's lovely. It's the spices.
Yeah, I mean, just very good.
Delicious.
Really good.
Nice stuff.
So that's Marks and Spencer's eggs and hot cross buns that they sent me.
We've also got some really expensive looking ones, haven't we, Bex?
Yeah. These are Coco & Co. And they're part of Sainsbury's range.
Ah, these nice beautiful.
Yeah. Packs. I mean, what does that colour remind you of?
Oh, wow. It's gold. It's gold and dark and very stunningly glamorous.
And the boxes are just like high quality. So you just think, oh, crikey, they might be a little bit too out of my price range. But I think you've picked up the shimmer egg there.
That's it, the single origin dark chocolate shimmer egg.
And this
is Colombian dark chocolate.
I think this is for someone who knows their chocolate. And I don't think it's too expensive. That is £10 for 200.
Whoops, drop one.
That's £10 for 260 grams. They are fragile. You'll also see there that there's an egg, the beehive egg. I don't know, can you see it?
Oh, it's got little bees on it and everything.
Absolutely beautiful.
That's
if you spin
stunning.
It round, you'll see that there's honey spilling out of the top of it.
That's
now,
gorgeous.
That is just one of the best ones I've seen so far. And it's so cute.
Mm.
And it's basically £10 for 220 grams. But it's just like one of those, oh, I love it. And actually, it looks high end and the finish is high end. And I think
but
it's
only
worth
a tenner.
Every penny.
Yeah.
If you really want to splurge on somebody.
Lovely.
And let's face it, we haven't been going out and spending any money anywhere, have we?
Exactly.
And then the Belgian milk bunny.
Yeah.
You can see this huge bunny.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's incredible price point. Look how high it is. I mean,
amazing.
if you're a child and you basically had it in your arms, it's like a pet. It's, you know, it's huge.
Absolutely astonishing.
And that's £8 for 405. Yeah, just £8. Yeah, and it's a hollow rabbit. Well, that'd last me a week, frankly. And then the other, on the smaller scale, if £10 is out of your price range, mm-hmm. Jason, there's that Belgian milk chocolate egg there. The finish again, exquisite. A fiver, that little one there. Can you see?
This little one here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one from Sainsbury's again, the Coco & Co.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah, so they're very glamorous, aren't they?
Absolutely.
If you love someone, that's the one to buy.
So you've gone from one end to the other. The traditional, you know, can't go wrong, your Twix and your buttons. And then Sainsbury's, you know, pull that out of the Easter egg basket. And that's lovely. Right, let's move on to Morrison, shall we? You know, I was talking at the start about the free from stuff. They've got this honeycomb and raspberry temptation slab.
Oh, now this isn't an egg, but they've done the shape of an egg on the packaging.
Exactly, but it's a slab of chocolate.
Slab of chocolate with some stuff in it. What's all that?
So it's gluten-free and milk-free, and it's smooth chocolate, which is hand-topped with gold-lustred salt honeycomb and freeze-dried raspberry pieces. £3.50 for that slab of chocolate.
That looks a right treat.
It's a lovely
that
treat.
One, doesn't it?
And obviously it's not a traditional egg, so, you know, for someone a little bit older who's out of the egg fun, but you still want to remember exactly. And then there was a hot cross bun there, Jason, that was basically gluten milk for those who are gluten milk and egg intolerant. Slightly flatter than the traditional hot cross bun, but a pleasant spice taste. Texture's fairly dense, but if you fancied a bun and you can't have all the things that you want and you still want to join in with the fun, not a bad go. £2 for four there. And then the other thing with the little hoppy Easter bunnies, the little super cute little bunny heads that could be hidden on an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, I love an Easter egg hunt. There's nothing better.
So there's basically eight in there for £2.50.
No,
little
nice.
Solid little, you know, egg
little
things.
Bits,
if you've got kids coming round, perfect. And then it didn't come, but I did see the picture of it. The best milk chocolate gold luster egg. Again, you know.
Oh, this is the big one from Morrison's, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we haven't
it's like
seen
a,
this.
You know when they do at Christmas, a bird inside a bird inside a bird?
Yeah.
They've done an egg inside an egg inside
Stop
an egg.
Stop it. Oh,
and,
wow.
And it's basically, you know, three half eggs and then I think a solid egg in the middle. It's lovely. £8 for 270 grams. You know, that's a bargain.
And are they selling out then already, that?
Well, it didn't come.
So maybe, yeah.
So there's... maybe, yeah, yeah. Because a lot of these eggs came straight from the factory. Mm. So, yeah.
So
they
the
might
best
have had...
milk chocolate gold luster egg is £8.
Yeah.
And it's the one to get
it
with
just,
all the eggs in it.
It just looks so cute.
Wow. What about this lovely stuff from, this is Lidl,
this is
isn't
Lidl.
It? The deluxe
I mean,
range.
It's just fantastic. The RRP is £4.99. And you know Lidl, they do like a knockdown, don't they?
That looks like the tenner one, not
the
£4.99
one. I know,
wow.
I know. I don't know how they do it. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's like this hollow orange flavoured.
Again.
Belgian milk chocolate decorated. And I promise you, I didn't ask for orange eggs this year. It just, it's just the
It's the thing
trend.
Of the moment, yeah.
And it's decorated with orange lustre again. Fair trade cocoa.
What is lustre?
It's just like
it's just
a glitter.
Sheen.
It's a glitter.
Thing. Yeah.
Fair trade cocoa program, £4.99. I'm sure it's probably cheaper when, you know, we get closer and closer to Easter, but £4.99, it's just like
it's nothing really,
crackers.
Is it, for an egg?
And then the big white box, is it there?
Oh, yeah, the one I fell down.
The one
I dropped.
The one that he's dropped. It was, just to say, it was their ultimate fruit nut extra thick egg.
Now, so, this is like halved. It's a half an egg.
It's half an egg within an egg.
Within an egg and then another egg. There's three eggs in it. And it's all got different bits in it. What are
so
the bits?
So it's something for everybody. I think if it's on the side, so it kind
silky
of
silky panna cotta flavour white chocolate with crunchy pistachios and fruity dried raspberry pieces. Shall I do it in the style of an advert?
Please do.
Rich black forest gatto.
Maybe not.
Inspired dark chocolate with tart sour cherry pieces and creamy tiramisu flavour milk chocolate with earthy roasted hazelnuts. My goodness, they've packed in a punch there.
So that's just like probably, you know, under the £8 mark. They didn't give me the price of that, but it's, you know,
it's
if that
gorgeous.
Other one was £4.99 RRP, I mean, I don't think that's going to be far beyond that.
No.
I mean, it's really early to be discussing chocolate for your audience. I know that, but
I'm sure they love
it. It's just one of those things that's coming up.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd come in and drop off a few little ideas.
Thank you for all of that. And for your Easter meal, you know, your proper Easter Sunday meal, it's lamb, isn't it, that you should be cooking?
It is lamb. I've basically, my mum's living with us and she doesn't like lamb, so I'm a bit torn. I might do chicken and just, I mean, go off piece. It looks like everyone is this year.
Everyone loves a bit of chicken.
I love chicken. A good roast chicken.
Yeah.
Lots of garlic.
And then lots of chocolate and lots
and
of eggs
lots
to
of
eat
chocolate.
Afterwards.
And then a nice long walk, hopefully, somewhere.
Yeah, lovely. Now, all these eggs can be found on your blog, which is...
HoldTheAnchoviesPlease.com.